Seattle police are trying out a new way to patrol downtown streets. All summer, the same six officers have been stationed in a small area of the downtown core. They're called the Neighborhood Response Team. All team members volunteered for the assignment. Captain Chris Fowler is commander of Seattle Police Department's West Precinct, which includes downtown. Fowler told Ross Reynolds the old way of policing wasn't actually stopping any crimes.
So what we saw was that Westlake Park really had become a space for a younger demographic that would buy and sell heroin. They would sleep there. They would occupy the spaces. They would spread out with a lot of stuff, sleeping bags, backpacks, dogs, and take up enough of that space where it was not appropriate for everybody to use. People with families and children didn't feel comfortable using the child space. People walking from Westlake Mall into other parts of the business district didn't feel safe moving through Westlake Park. Anecdotal concerns of assaults, robberies, drug activity. So that was going on in Westlake Park. At Three and Pine, we saw the historical open-air drug market that had been there for many years. Street people buying drugs, higher-level narcotics dealers preying upon people that would inhabit that space, coupled with the largest metro bus stop in the state of Washington, and those two demographics clashing pretty consistently throughout the day.
Obvious question. If you know that's been a place of drug activity for 30 years and it's illegal to do drug activity, why is it still happening?
Well, that's a great question. I think what we realized, and certainly what other city agencies realized, was that we could not arrest our way out of that. And I think that has been a consistent response for the majority of those 30 years, is that why aren't the police doing more?
So the question one might have, why couldn't you arrest your way out of it? If they're arrested, they're off the street, they're not there selling drugs.
Well, part of my history on the police department was I was in our anti-crime team, which each precinct has, and they respond to narcotics issues like that and some other things. And one year we made almost 3,000 arrests. So that truly was a war on drugs, and it didn't change over the next 15 years. So clearly a different response needed to be devised.
So how is the neighborhood response team different than the just arrest approach, and what did you do with that kind of approach?
So in looking at the problem and what we had done previously not working, realized that there was more of a technical aspect to this than just the cop on the beat going out making an arrest. And that in the West Precinct, we needed a group of officers that could become educated as to the individuals that were out there and tailor responses to those individuals, as well as really become subject matter experts in some of this disorder concerns that we have.
Asking them to do this, to volunteer for this service, why did you approach it that way?
Not every officer, it's like any job or any corporation, not every officer wants to do every aspect of the jobs that we have available in the police department. And again, the technical nature of this, working with lower level criminal activity or disorder issues, working much more with outreach service providers. And we wanted officers that were comfortable doing that, that could interrelate and develop relationships with our street people or people that were having addiction issues to determine that best tailored response. And so that's why we really opened it up as a volunteer.
Tell me a little bit about what kind of data you've gotten about how effective the neighborhood response team has been. What has it accomplished that you can point to?
Well, there's two sides to that. There's the statistical analysis that we've done over the last couple of months that have shown that the calls for service are about steady. And I don't have the numbers right in front of me, so I apologize for that.
It's okay.
But there has been a decrease in the crimes that we were really trying to affect. We've seen a decrease substantially in narcotics crimes. We've seen a decrease in street robberies. So those are really the keys when you're looking at a narcotic-centric approach. Those are the things you want to see decrease, and we've seen that. There's also anecdotal evidence just being in Westlake Park, being down at Three and Pine waiting for the bus. As many complaints as we got prior to figuring out some different solutions, we've gotten accolades on how the park looks. and three in Pine. And that certainly isn't just a Seattle police response. A citywide approach was taken, so credit is deserved in many other areas. But both anecdotally and statistically, we can prove that some of the things we've done have actually worked.
When you talk to the officers who volunteered for duty on the neighborhood response team, why do they say they want to do it?
They really want to do it because they enjoy that type of work. I think it's a sense of accomplishment when you go from working a problem for many, many years to over a relatively short period of time, you have a large impact. That's pretty rewarding as a police officer. And if everything isn't involving arrests and handcuffs and uses of force, but on the other hand, it's problem solving and working with the community and really trying to make some people's lives better, you know, that has a much more rewarding response.
Captain Chris Fowler is commander of Seattle Police Department's West Precinct. He's in charge of the neighborhood response team in downtown Seattle. Fowler spoke with Ross Reynolds last week. Last night, three tourists were robbed and beaten by a group of people in the area we've just been talking about, Third and Pine in downtown Seattle. So we contacted Seattle Police Department to talk about that. Sergeant Sean Whitcomb says he wants the public to consider this new news in a larger context.
We want people to feel as safe as the crime data shows they are. And in this particular case, you've got a violent crime that occurred. Our police department responded to it. It would have been great had it not happened in the first place. So knowing that it did happen, as people read about this or listen to this, we don't want them to form their opinion based on this one crime. We want them to form their own opinion based on their own experience, which is coming down, seeing a clean Westlake Park, seeing officers on patrol, and seeing a number of other people going about their business, shopping, dining, sightseeing.
That's Seattle Police Department Sergeant Sean Whitcomb on SPD's latest initiative to patrol the downtown streets.